Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic, my friends, and that topic is simply trust me. Trust me. Think of all the times we've heard that phrase in our lives. Sometimes the people who said it let us down, and then other times they fulfilled their promise and we were proven that we could trust them. Trust is the key component that drives almost every action. Those who are voting for politicians vote for those who they believe they can trust. Yes, my friends and neighbors, there are people who base almost every decision in life off of how much they can trust the other party involved. Marriages are based on it. Families are built on it. Businesses thrive on it. And everyone that wants to be successful as an entrepreneur has to master the art of building trust with everyone they want to recruit on their teams. There are 5 key components today that we want to communicate. We may not get to them all about the key step of trust. In our trust acronym, we want to outline what that T stands for, and that simply reminds us that in order for people to trust you, they need to be able to talk to you. Yes, my friends and neighbors, talk to you. Think of all the people you enjoy being around. You probably enjoy their company in part because you can talk to them. Corporations understand the power of people being able to talk to them. That's why they've created the term open door policy. Well, when you're running your home-based business or when you're an entrepreneur, you don't call it an open door policy. It's just the art of building relationships. You want to have an environment where everyone can talk to you. The more they talk to you, the more you learn about them and vice versa. So how do I create an atmosphere where all of the people on my team feel comfortable talking to me? Consider the TLC technique. That T says, first of all, I've got to talk to them. Yes, my friends and neighbors, somebody must initiate the conversation. Think about how reserved most teenagers are when they get home. Have you ever noticed how they can go out with their friends and they're vocal and laughing and joking and playing, and when they come home, they're a lot more quiet and reserved? Well, as parents, we've got to initiate the conversation. Otherwise, they may not talk. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, when it comes to building and growing an enterprise, the same principles hold true. We've got to open up to the members of our team. We've got to let them know the mistakes we made, the victories we've won. All the things that are pertinent to their success needs to be shared by us. I guarantee you, my friends, when we open up the door of communication, so many more people will rush right in. The L in that TLC formula says, after I talk to them, I must be willing to listen to them. Now, listening is a lost art. Many people think that it is easy to listen. However, in the days where technology dominates, think of all the times people have talked to you while you may have had your phone in your hand and got a text message and then sent the text message back to someone else. You may have even interrupted somebody in the middle of a sentence just to say, excuse me, let me respond to this text I just received. Well, the art of listening is giving someone your undivided attention, and that listening lets them know you care. Think about it. When you have your pen and paper handy, or you say to them, listen, I want to take notes so that I make sure I don't miss anything that you're about to say. Is it okay with you if I jot a few things down? And then you begin to write down or type out what they're saying so that you remember those key points. Listening is a product of building strong relationships, and it's the key to building trust. Once you talk to them, then you listen to them. Then that other C, that C in that TLC component says, it's our responsibility to connect them. Every time we won't have the answer. In fact, most of the time when our team comes to us with challenges and trials or problems and difficulties, we may not be the one that has the direct answer. However, trust is not about your team believing you've got every answer, but them believing that you can connect them to the solution. That's all it is. It's not developing and becoming the solution yourself as the connector. That's all that is required. You think of all of the great things in life that happen just based on someone's willingness to make the connection. Many corporations have boards for that sole purpose, that when they're looking to either raise capital or expand into a new territory, they can look at one of their board members and that person will have the connection. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you want your team to trust you, and you get them to do it by using that TLC method of talking, listening, and connecting. The next component in that trust acronym, the R, says that we want our team to rely on us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we want to be deemed as reliable. Remember the game we played as kids? Someone would stand behind you while you would fold your arms in front of you and fall backward. You would hope that that friend who you trusted would be there to catch you. It was a fun game we played in as kids, but it also has a value to the business world, because every single person that signs on to join your team to be a part of the journey that you've invited them to participate in, it's just like the child that folds their arms and falls backward. They're expecting that they can rely on you. And how do that come about? Well, consider the second part of that TLC acronym. How do I get them to rely on me? First of all, I have to be committed to training them. Yes, my friends and neighbors, to training them. Now, I may not be their direct source of training, but remember, if I can connect them to training, that's just as good, because the training is what's going to improve their confidence. It's what's going to increase their competency. It's what's going to make them believe they can achieve, and they'll always have you to thank. Think about those people who have trained you in various aspects of your life, whether it be a personal trainer that helped you shed those unwanted pounds, or whether it be someone that taught you how to do something that you've never done before, whether it be yoga or karate or kung fu. We've always appreciated the trainer, those that trained you on how to speak a foreign language or how to learn a business. The trainer has a revered spot in everybody's heart, because the trainer is the first step to becoming reliable. That second component is, then after you train them, you look after them. Yes, my friends and neighbors, you look after them. It's important to make sure that they don't make the same mistakes that you made, that they don't have the same difficulties that you had, or the same challenges that you may have faced. Remember when we were younger, if you had siblings, your parents may have told you, make sure that while I'm gone, you look after your little brother or your little sister. It was our job to make sure that they didn't make the same mistakes that we may have made when we were their age. It was our job to look after them. I took pride in being a good big brother, looking after my little sister and making sure that whatever she needed, I was Johnny on the spot when we went to school together. Yes, that's the same way your team should feel, that you are always looking after them. Finally, my friends and neighbors, that final C in that TLC component says we must convince them. Yes, we must convince them. Convince them they can excel. Convince them they can advance. Convince them they can achieve. And convince them that they can be everything that you envisioned when you first invited them to join the cause. My friends, if you've enjoyed this podcast, you'll love the online video soft skills training offered by Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast and find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.